Hey, it's Chris Jones with the Jones Zone, and this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Jones Zone at Keller Williams Realty. That's right, we sponsor our own podcast. So if you know of anybody looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Rock Hill, Fort Mill area, have them connect with us on their favorite platform. Enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate, and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
All right. Do it. Are you going to do it?
Three, two, time out. Do we say it loud?
You can say it loud or be quiet. It's up to you.
Okay. We'll do it loud.
Do it loud.
Three, two, one, and
hey, welcome to the Jones Zone podcast, episode 26.
What's
climbing
up
there, man.
Climbing up, man. We'll be knocking out 100.
Get to 100, we'll have a big party.
We'll be at that. We're actually past the quarter century mark.
Quarter century, yeah.
We're 26. Actually past it, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into today's. We are joined by Kirk Riegel, Senior Mortgage Planner at Fairway Independent Mortgage of the Carolinas. So if you guys are looking to buy a home or refinance your current home, check out Kirk. KirkRiegel.com, right?
That's right.
KirkRiegel.com. Let me tell you about Kirk, how we met.
Oh, yeah. Tell the people.
Kirk came out to one of our open houses, and we just kind of hit it off, man. We just started talking about different stuff.
So why did you go out to the open house? That's what I want to know. I know that's what the listeners want to know.
Yeah, well.
What drew you?
One of these podcasts. You and Chris up there doing your...
Okay, so wasn't a podcast. That was a video, but it's all good.
Right.
Yeah,
it was commercial. Yeah.
One of our media channels.
Yes.
And I think we were arguing about who was the CEO.
Yes.
And
Chris got tapped out.
Marketing manager or...
Marketing director.
Yeah. I was the senior marketing director of marketing. Yeah.
So if there was any confusion on who is the CEO, if you watch the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu video at the end, you'll know that I'm now the CEO.
Would be you by...
I manipulated by force. Yes. I manipulated my way into this.
Yeah. CEO. I had no choice but to tap. The guy was going to break my leg. But anyways, yeah. So
all these crazy guys having fun, and that's the way I like to try to do mortgages. Have fun.
I hear you, man. So we ended up talking for a good while, just hanging out during the open house and chatting it up. We've had a couple meetings since then, and we're trying to work on some VA stuff and veterans stuff. We'll give you a chance to talk about that.
But yeah,
if you don't mind, just kind of get into your story and what you did before mortgages and just...
Sure. Yeah, I've been in sales for pretty much most of my professional career. And my mom was in mortgages, actually.
Oh, okay.
And she kept saying, hey, you ought to get into this. And so finally in 99, I did. September 99.
Oh, so you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I went to Wells Fargo and was there for quite some time, and market crashed. So I got out for a little while, and we moved down here a little over a year ago. And I saw what was going on with the real estate market, and I said, I need to get back in there.
So you were from Virginia?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, the Shenandoah Valley, Harrisonburg area. So moved down and got licensed with Fairway. Checked out a couple different companies, did my research on the companies, and Fairway has a lot of tools.
They're very veteran-friendly.
Very veteran-friendly, which we'll talk about that here in a little while. Yeah. But a lot of tools for the clients and also for my realtor partners. So I chose Fairway, yeah.
So to explain that a little bit more, like what are some of the differentiation things that you guys have? What makes Fairway so different? What makes you...
Yeah, sure.
What you guys do?
Well, most mortgage companies will be able to close the loan, and we all have the same products. But the thing that separates us is one thing is our home scouting app. So any of you listeners out there, if you're looking for real estate, you can use our home scouting app. You can download that through your Play Store. Use a VIP code. I guess I'll give that to you real quick. It's my cell number, which is 803-522-9918. When you download that gives you 100% of the MLS.
Hey, can you say that again?
I'm a touch. Yeah, sure. 803-522-9918, and that's my VIP code. But that gives you 100% of the MLS. So that's nice as a client. They might be searching for a property, and then maybe they don't want to raise their hand yet and let the world know that they're looking for real estate. And so this is a way for them to do that privately and
still get 100.
That's right. You start getting bombarded. Yikes. But it does give them 100% of the MLS, which is a nice tool.
Yeah.
So that's a huge thing. And then the way that we keep our realtor partners informed throughout the loan process is a pretty big deal. So you guys know when the appraisals were, to when we got it back, when it was approved. We have a lot of milestones that we let you know. Yeah. And it's just nice. It makes for a smooth process, smooth transaction for our clients.
Very cool.
Yeah.
The home scouting app. How often is that refreshed? Because one thing that people are always complaining about on Zillow or Realtor is that they're not, you know, houses sell every day. So do you guys pretty much linked from the MLS, unlike them?
We are, but it's supposed to be every 15 minutes. I think it's right around that, maybe about every hour or something like that. Yeah, so it's very current information.
Good, cool.
Yeah.
And so before you got into mortgages and stuff, you were in the military, right?
I was in the military.
Okay. Yep.
For about 4 years, I was in the Army, and I was in Hanau, Germany, which is right outside of Frankfurt. And I was actually just talking about driving on the Autobahn with my daughter yesterday. I was talking, giving her some of the stories.
I was in Germany, too.
Yeah, where at?
Ramstein,
okay. Yeah, that wasn't too far from... Yeah.
I think it was about an hour, maybe an hour.
Yeah.
Frankfurt.
Mm-hmm. Were you giving her driving lessons or something?
No, we were driving, and she was letting me know that I was a little over the speed limit, and I let her know how we used to drive.
You should have saw how I drove before you could talk and defend yourself.
Right.
You got how many kids? You got, what,
six?
Man,
yeah.
How do you do
kids.
It, dude?
Yeah, six.
How
yeah.
you do it? Bless your heart.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I was in Germany. It was kind of neat. I was in an aviation unit. I was a mechanic. On the vehicles, but I was in an aviation unit, so we were had the helicopter. So when we go do our training, they'd fly us out to do our training and different things. So that was a pretty neat experience,
yeah.
being able to do that.
So one thing that you really like working with is veterans. Is that just because you the connection there?
Yeah, I think the connection, just being able to give back. It's always great to serve those that are serving.
Yeah.
And so that's just a way to do that. And Brian and I, we've been going to a couple different meetings, different ways to try to give back and serve and help out the veteran community.
Yeah, dude, since I hooked up with you,
it's kind of exploded.
It's exploded.
It's been kind of cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I met some really cool, you know, people who mm-hmm. are doing great things for the veteran community.
So yeah. Are you involved with Home Path? Like Brian?
He's the one who...
Path Up?
Who introduced you?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah. Veterans Path Up. He's definitely one, Ken Lacey. So what's neat with that is they build homes for veterans. Actually, now that they've done a few of them, the city of Charlotte actually gives them homes and he mm-hmm. Remodels those. And then he puts a veteran in there.
Yeah.
And they may not, they may be a little bit down on luck or what have you, but he gives them the opportunity to rent it until they get ready to buy, and then he gives them the house at 70% of the value. So when the veteran buys the house, they actually have value in there.
Yeah.
And so it's a nice thing. It's really cool. So we were there and did some volunteer work.
Yeah.
Helping the last house he just started about 3 weeks ago.
And funny thing about that is he told me last Tuesday at the investors breakfast that I forget the title, but somebody from the HUD department saw the videos and photos and wants him to talk with Dr. Carson.
Oh, cool.
So that's really awesome.
Yeah. Director of HUD, yeah, sweet.
That'd be very cool.
That's neat.
It's going,
yeah.
man.
So you guys are doing a Home Path Up. Is it Home Path Up or
Veterans
Home Path? I keep messing it up. It's
Veterans Path Up.
Mm-hmm. Veterans Path Up. What else you guys got going on? Because you guys, it seems like it's more and more, right? You're doing meetups.
I got Veteran Ventures, Bold Americans, going to some networking events, just really networking with other veterans and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of networking, can I share something that I think is just going to be really neat for the Fort Mill area and Rock Hill area and South Charlotte? Is Charlotte Bridge Home.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
So they do already something in Charlotte for veterans. And so I was talking with Marcel and said, what about doing something in the Fort Mill area? He said, hey, get it going. So I've reached out to Town Tavern and I've secured the dates. So the third Thursday of each month from 11:30 to 1, we're going to start having a group for veterans. And what we're going to do is help them with jobs. We're going to help them with networking, help them. I have a gentleman who has, I'd like to talk about this here in a second, but people with PTSD. So one of the things in their meetings, if you remember, some people just got out of the military And so they're looking to transition into the civilian life. And so just different ways to help veterans either grow their business or network with other veterans or maybe get a job or help with any kind of PTSD situation. Just really to reach out and be
another resource
for veterans.
And so it's just kind of a networking lunch, I guess. So
it'll be a networking lunch. And one thing I would like to do, mention to you, is about trying to find a name. Yeah. So if we can maybe reach out to Facebook and see if some people want to try to get a name, try to come up with a name on it.
That'd be great. I'm pretty good at coming up with names, so let me think about it for a while.
Did you name your own children? Let me ask you that. You had zero input, probably.
No, I don't think I did.
Yeah, zero input. Okay, cool. So what are some of the packages that are the types of loans people can get at Fairway?
Well, we'll do all your jumbo loans. We have a doctor loan for people that are just coming out of their residency and getting going for your jumbo type financing. We'll do
jumbo loan?
Anything over 424-1. So $424,100 that would be considered jumbo.
So if anybody wants a jumbo loan, give us a call.
Give us a call. We'll be glad to help you.
We'll hook you up. Your conventional loans, regular financing, 3% down, your FHA type loans, USDA, which 100% financing. One thing real quick while we're talking about financing is just for people to realize that if they're renting, really right now, a lot of rents are going up.
Yeah.
And somebody could buy a house and have a mortgage payment and actually start having some ownership and creating some wealth as opposed to renting.
Yeah.
So, they really should reach out to you guys, reach out to me, and just see what the opportunities are out there.
Yeah. What do you think the major hurdles are? Why do people get stuck in the mindset of renting versus buying something? What are the biggest obstacles you find for transitioning from renting to owning?
I would say, can I share a quick story?
Yeah, yeah.
I had a gentleman just closed in December, right before Christmas. But it started out as, and he was a veteran, and it started out as, I don't think I can purchase. They had had some credit issues in the past, and he didn't think he would be able to qualify. So sometimes it's just the mindset, wondering, can I even qualify? And then on top of that, they had their lease agreement wasn't complete until June of 2017. So here we are in October, and I said, well, why don't we have the seller buy your lease out? He's like, oh, you can do that? Sure. So we ended up getting them approved. They found a house, and they were in before Christmas. And so they're now a homeowner as opposed to paying rent. Mm-hmm. And so really a lot of it is just a mindset. Can I even do that? Yeah. Now, I guess you have some people, maybe they just don't want ownership. But I think a lot of it is, can I even qualify?
Mm-hmm.
And so really if they just take 15, 30 minutes to just sit down and talk.
Yeah, definitely.
You just don't know what you might uncover.
You never
especially
know
with,
you
yeah, try, right? Especially with programs that are zero down. It's just like, why not just try it?
Just try it. So you may not have the funds for the down payment, but there are zero down payment
options. What did you mean by getting the seller to pay out your lease? What do you mean? How'd that work out?
Yeah, good question. So we went to the leasing agency and asked them what is the penalty for them to break their lease. And I think it was two months of rent, and then so we just included that in the contract and asked the seller to pay that amount, and the seller agreed. And actually, it ended up being only about a month and a half by the time we actually were going to closing because time had surpassed.
Yeah.
And so it ended up only being about a month and a half's worth of a penalty. But they were ecstatic. It was just a fun closing, and rather than paying rent, now they have the house and it's a beautiful house, and they were just excited. So
you mentioned you got them pre-qualified. What is pre-qualification and why is it so important? Why is that step number one? That's what we tell everybody too.
Yeah, but that's smart because some realtors actually, I don't know if you know this or not, but some realtors actually take people out them being approved.
That's disastrous.
Yeah, to say the least.
You can end up wasting a lot of time.
Time, resources. Yeah.
And not just our time, but your time. Like, you're the buyer, you know.
And sometimes if you're looking up here or you're looking at a higher amount and then you're not qualified for that amount, maybe the things underneath don't seem as appealing because you were looking at a higher price point. So it's important.
And vice versa, too.
You know, sure.
Oh, dang, I can afford that.
Right, yeah.
All right.
So it is important, though, because of the time. But also, you just want to have the peace of mind of knowing that you can get approved for what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. You guys do refinancing?
We do refinancing. So rates have trended up a little bit over the last couple months.
So where are we at now?
It depends on your credit. I'll give you the canned answer. Yeah. It depends on your credit, your situation.
Yeah.
You know, low four still. So it's not like they're, you know, in the fives. But, no. You know, so refinances are slowing down. But they are still out there. You know, somebody might have a lot of debt and they just want a clean, fresh start. And so that would be a chance to refinance. That would be a lot of it. Maybe could be a divorce situation. Do you have to refinance to get the house in your name or right. What have you? So there's a couple of different reasons, finance and refinance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. And you've been with Fairway for how long?
Just under a year. Okay. Just under a year. So yeah. I moved here just over a year ago in February, and then been there since June.
So the world's changing with everything being accessible online. Can you guys serve people on the other side of the country? What's your area of where you can serve?
Yeah, great question. So Fairway is nationwide. So each individual loan officer needs to be licensed in that specific state. So I'm licensed in North Carolina and South Carolina.
Okay.
So that's where I can do loans.
You guys are licensed in all 50 states?
We are. You know what? I'm not sure. I would imagine at least the lower 48.
Yeah, at least, hold on.
At least the lower 48. I better not speak on something I'm not 100%
sure. Somebody's in Alaska trying to home scouting app. You are denied. What?
Kirk.
So you mentioned Set Free when you picked up the pamphlet. What's that?
I did. Set Free Soldiers is a pamphlet, or excuse me, is a organization that a gentleman at my church started. And he's got here, he helps soldiers with, past military people with PTSD, severe depression, addictions, anger management. So just, if they're just having some issues, there's a resource there for you. And it's setfreesoldiers.org.
Is he like a counselor? Or like a...
He is, okay. Yep. And he's just put out a book. He's had a quite the life, and he's really changed. And he's really out to try to help people. Actually, that might be he might be somebody for you guys to,
there you go,
might
yeah.
be number 27.
Yeah,
podcast 27.
That's really cool.
But
man.
No, he's just had a unique life, to say the least. Mm-hmm. And he's out trying to help people. He's really changed his life, and he's just really trying to help. And he has passion to help people with some of these issues.
You know who else had a rough life and has turned his life around and doing great things? I don't know if you've heard of him. His name's Tony Robbins.
Yeah, I have heard of him. Tony Robbins, we can get a jumbo loan through Kirk, even though he's in California. If he wants to come to the coast, experience a different beach.
Yes.
I want you guys to talk about the experience you had 2 weeks ago. You guys went to Fairway Mortgage. They partnered with the American Warrior Initiative. They put on the Certified Military Residential Specialist Continuing Education class.
Man, that was awesome.
It
was really good.
Very emotional.
Why don't you guys talk about that?
Yeah,
that
was cool.
Bit.
So, do you mind if I go
first?
No,
go for it.
Yeah,
please.
So I talked about it on an earlier podcast. It was one of those days, I guess you can call it a workshop. It was a continuing education seminar, but it wasn't like I was expecting. You know, I was expecting death by PowerPoint.
Right.
And here's another thing that the VA. But no, it was not like that. They had speakers, they had authors coming in. Sean Parnell, he's an Army Ranger, author of Outlaw Platoon, which I'm currently reading it. Where is it? It's at my house. But he was there. He talked about his story. We honored a veteran who was down on his luck. They gave him a new car, $5,000, mm-hmm. which was awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
But yeah, it's just an overall good emotional day. He left in high spirits. You know, the human spirit, I guess you can say, was alive and well. People helping other people out.
Yeah.
What'd you take from it?
Everything that you just said, and just that it's just neat to be partnered with a company.
Yeah.
Like Fairway, I mean, I'm excited about that we do those types of things for people and really try to give back. And what's neat, the $5,000 came from realtors such as yourself that were purchasing the red shirts.
Yeah.
And the motto is wear red on Friday, and the red stands for Remember Everyone Deployed.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And so it's just kind of a neat, just a neat thing, I guess, you know. And so actually on Friday I had a red shirt on and walked in, and a couple other guys walked in with red shirts on. Yeah. You know, just t-shirts, it just says Remember Everyone Deployed. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
Yeah, it was the honoree. It was Lee Cahill. I hope I'm saying that right, but he was an Air Force veteran, and he suffered from PTSD, hearing loss, and back injuries, and I guess they're living in Sumter, and they lost their car and some other items due to a flooding and from Hurricane Joaquin, and then they moved to Charlotte area. So it's really cool that you guys surprised them with a car. There was only over 300 real estate agents there.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty cool event, man.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Pretty neat. I wish I would have gone. I didn't RSVP, and so then I didn't come. And I'm jealous. Brian hasn't stopped talking about it since. So.
Well, they do. It will be in 2 years. So that's usually what we do, because that way people can come back. So you can't use the same CE classes, you know, 2 years in a row.
I'll have to go lead, you know, my continuing education would be like, why is lead-based paint dangerous? You know, what's the difference between, who knows, man? Those classes can be brutal, so yes. I wish I would have done something cool. Hey, do you guys just do veterans? Do you do active military, too? Does Fairway do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, active, yes, sir. We do active military and veterans, yeah. As long as you have your certificate of eligibility.
I'm sorry.
As long as you have your certificate of eligibility, and we can actually help you with that. And so
DD Form 214.
Yeah, get that, and then we can get rolling.
So where all did you go when you were in the military? Where were you all stationed?
Well, I was in Hanau, and that was the only place other than Fort Jackson, as far as for my AIT, where you're learning your job, and Fort Leonardwood, where I did basic training. But then I went over to Hanau, and I was there, and kind of neat. I was able to travel, which is pretty cool. Probably, you know, this was early 90s, so it was before it got so crazy in Europe and whatnot. But so it was good. It was fun to go around.
Hey, Mike Souders asked a question. We're on Facebook Live for those listening. He said he wants to know, have you guys seen anything on tiny home spaces for vets?
I did just recently, and it's kind of a thought that's in my mind. How can we try to make that happen? And if it's what I'm thinking of, they are almost like you would have a lack of a better word, like a shed.
Yeah, like the size of this room. Right?
Yeah, you know, but it's kind of converted to a house.
Yeah.
And it's kind of neat. And there were some row house, kind of like they were in a row. And
okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat concept. Wow, okay. That's not that much money if you have some land.
So that was down here?
I know someone that's
it was in
one.
Kansas. What I saw was in Kansas, if I'm not mistaken. But I started thinking, man, how can we maybe do something? Like, I think that's just a neat idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great question, Mike.
What do you say?
Hmm?
Oh, millennials tend to switch jobs more than any location.
I don't know where that came from.
That might have been when you were talking about rent versus versus own. They talk, you know, in our industry, they talk, you know, millennials don't necessarily want to own things. Maybe that's true, maybe not. I guess maybe there's a portion of that that's true, or maybe they just don't want to. You know, they enjoy.
What are the statistics on millennial home buyers? Are they not buying many things or what?
College debt, maybe student loans.
I think it's just that they're just not buying.
But they're making up a large percentage of the home buyers.
They are.
I'm technically a millennial, right? I'm 35, and I'm on the high end.
Yeah.
I'm on the high end, but I'm technically a millennial.
Gotcha.
So what is it? 35 to what?
23 or something like that. Because I know my middle kids, my older daughter is a millennial, and then my other children below are not.
Yeah. I don't understand.
But they're not named yet anything.
Yeah. I don't think so, yeah. I don't know what they are.
18 to 34.
Oh, 18 to 34. Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Get your non-millennial self out of here.
No, I'm a millennial. I'm a millennial. I'll do it. Hey, if you gotta see, they don't do it by your age, dude. They do it by the date you were born, you goob.
What do you mean?
It's not 18 to 34. You're a millennial. It's by the year that you were born.
Yeah, subtract it right now. Born 1980 to 1995.
Yeah, what year was I born?
What year were you born?
1981.
Do the math. That's all I'm gonna say.
If you say 1980, that's 20. That's 37.
Yeah. Well, this article was updated September 2015.
That's what I'm talking about. See, I am a millennial. Because I always get offended.
You like, know everything. You know
that? I know everything. Exactly. I'm a lawyer.
I'm the CEO of the Jones Zone. Typically. I don't have to listen to this. Don't make me get Jeremy over here. Tap you out again.
So, six kids, man. What do you guys do for fun? What's your hobbies?
I like to play sports and coach. You know, so when the kids were younger, and actually I'm coaching right now and coaching my youngest son in baseball.
Okay.
And so baseball and football. So they play basketball rec leagues, which was kind of interesting around here. So that wasn't in rec league where we moved down from it. It wasn't very much. Or here, I mean, it was pretty competitive rec league. The guys in high school, they were all talking smack and having fun with
them. How old is the youngest or the son you're coaching?
He's 12.
12. So you guys do travel ball and all that?
We did it in the past, but it just takes up so much time that it actually kind of burned them out. So we did it for about four years, and pretty much all our kids are burned out on it.
I forget who it was that was saying it. It was an ex-MLB-er. He was saying that year-round baseball is just the worst.
Yeah, it's
he was like, don't do it. You wear your kids out.
Right.
Several people who do that.
Yeah. And at some point, the kids, I've seen it quite a bit where the kids just say, I'm done. And then they don't even like the sport.
And so they get hurt. They throw their arm out or something. 12 years old. Do you want to get into our question of the day, Brian?
Well, yeah.
Or do you have any more questions for Kirk?
No, Kirk, do you have any more that you want to talk about? What did we mention?
No, we mentioned the thing. Serious about the name.
Yeah, let's go with the veteran group.
Come up with a name.
Let's see. So you meet once a month.
We're going to meet once a month.
At Town Tavern. It's for networking, for veterans.
So come up with a name, Facebook.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay.
And check out boldamericans.com. Create your free profile.
We'll put all the links in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll do all that.
Awesome. Well, the question of the day, Brian, what is it?
Greatest college basketball coach of all time.
So we're in the tournament. Kirk coaches football and basketball. No, I'm sorry, football and baseball. Dean Smith, Coach K, Rupp, Wooden.
LaWayne Young, our friend LaWayne, says John Wooden.
John Wooden.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Interesting. Why?
He didn't say why. He just said John Wooden. I'm sure because all the titles.
All the titles.
Yeah, right.
Might have something to do with it.
Might have something to do with the 11 national championships. What about Gino Auriemma?
So obviously he's created a crazy dynasty over there. He's just wiping the floor with all the competition. I would like to see him head over to the men's before we throw him in there. Just to see what he's...
I guess men are superior.
I'm not saying that. Oh, crap. But obviously, I mean, it's apples and oranges. Let's be real. Come on.
But, you know, relatively speaking, that's dominance. That's about as dominant as it gets. Roy Williams?
No.
Coach Calipari?
No.
Bob Knight? Pat Summitt?
Pat Summitt's a good one.
She can hold her own.
Yeah, but let's... Okay, so... Dean Smith.
That's who you go with? Because you're a Tar Heels fan.
So? It's the truth.
Well, I'm going with Coach K.
Obviously you are.
What about you, Kirk?
I'd say Knight.
Bobby Coach Knight.
Man, he...
How did he not have a stroke on the every single game?
He threw his chair.
I don't know if he was the best. He was pretty animated, though.
Well, he was recently interviewed, went to town on the Indiana staff. He said, you know, he'll always love the fans, but he was talking about the school. And he was like, I hate them. He hasn't stepped foot on the campus since he left, which was like... 2000.
Yeah. What, did he get fired?
I was like in college. He got fired.
Oh, man. I went to Texas Tech. Was it Tech?
Tech.
What was that all about? Texas Tech. Or was it Texas A&M?
It was Texas Tech, yeah. And then his son took over, I think, there.
Mike Souter says John Wooden. Mike Souter says Patino's a scumbag.
Rick Pitino, yeah.
He kind of has that...
Well, he got caught cheating on his wife. Yeah. It's always something with him, you know.
He looks like the Dapper Don or something. Yeah.
And Calipari's kind of the same way.
Let me share a story about Calipari. He was on, I think it was Mike and Mike on ESPN Radio one time. And I've never liked Calipari. I always think he's a used car salesman. But they asked him if he would ever consider going back to the NBA to coach. He says, this is his response. I'm not in the coaching business. I'm in the life-changing business.
Genius.
When a mother looks at me and I can calmly and confidently tell her that her son is going to be a millionaire, nothing brings me greater joy. I laughed out loud so hard. That's a typical politician, used car salesman.
That's genius, man. We should start implementing that. We're not in the real estate business.
Fayaz says Frank Martin.
We're in that. Oh, riding the South Carolina train.
Yes.
Hey, man, he did good stuff at Kansas State. Yeah. I think he went to the Elite Eight at least once. But they had Michael Beasley. They had some good runs at Kansas State.
Yeah, they sure did.
I'm glad he's finally getting it together. I hate it was at the expense
of Duke.
Of my Blue Devils, but what are you going to do? Yeah, man. College basketball is always fun, especially this time of year.
Tar Heels are still in it. They gave me a little bit of a scare.
They're the only ACC team left.
Are you serious?
9 or 10, yeah.
Wow.
They've all been eliminated. Notre Dame, Louisville, Duke, Miami, Florida State.
So Duke. Let's talk about that Duke elimination real quick. Because I know Mike Souders was asking if you were pulling for Duke. Because obviously, for those who don't know, Chris went to South Carolina. And he's a big South Carolina football fan. So we have Duke. He's a huge Duke basketball fan, which you've been a Duke fan longer than you have been a South Carolina fan.
Yeah. So when I got into sports, Kirk, Duke basketball was my first real team, my favorite team.
Gotcha.
We're talking 1991, 92, back in those
Christian
days.
Christian Laettner hitting the shot on against Kentucky.
And so
Kentucky?
I've always loved Duke, and the school that I went to was South Carolina.
Right.
So I got into them, mainly their football team, but because their basketball team's been so bad. Now keep in mind, they haven't won a tournament game since 1973, so they've always been average at best. So I never really got into them too much. I've always liked Duke because they're always the best. And so they finally clashed heads, and it was hard, man. I was pulling for Duke, but I wanted Carolina to help.
It's actually trending on Facebook right now. Let me pull up the article. South Carolina upends second-seeded Duke.
Well, of course it's trending because everyone hates Duke, unless you love Duke, or you don't keep up with college basketball.
Kind of like my Patriots.
Yeah. We love the Patriots, too. Don't get us started. Where'd you watch the Super Bowl?
At home.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I did watch it at home.
Very cool. Yeah, I watched it on an airplane and then in an airport.
Did you?
At the bar at the airport. But All right. Well, Kirk, man, we appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys.
How do people get in touch with you?
KirkRigel.com. Yeah, KirkRigel.com.
The phone number's in our comments section.
Yeah, phone number's
in
the comments.
It's also his VIP code for the app.
Yes.
All right. 803 what?
522-9918.
What's your email address?
kirk.rigel@fairwaymc.com.
And that's Kirk with an K. Two Ks.
K-I-R-K.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on.
Hey,
I appreciate it,
guys. Yeah.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Buddy.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone Podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.